Welcome to the Gracefully Said podcast. We'll be diving into dilemmas, juicy hot topics, and much more. We've even got some sweet, sweet gems for the men too. From relationship dramas to life decisions that you overthink at 2 a.m., no topic is off limits. We also take calls from you, our listeners, helping you deal with your issues on the spot. Unfiltered, honest, and always gracefully said. And every now and again, we will have some sweet special guests who bring fresh perspectives and even hotter takes. We're also on YouTube, where you can catch myself and friends' reactions live and see every side eye, gasp, and jaw drop in real time. Tune in every Tuesday for a brand new episode of Gracefully Said, where the tea is piping hot, but is always served with grace. Hi guys, and welcome back to Gracefully Said. I'm your amazing host, Grace Ajilore. I hope you're doing well. Are you doing good? Thank you so much for sending in all your love. I've been seeing your love on social media, across my socials, on my Insta. Let's move on straight into this week's hot topics. The first question on this week's topics is about friendships. This one is a very sensitive topic because I've seen and met some maniacs in my friendships across my life. God knows I've suffered because I'm a nice girl. Anyway, I'm going off topic. Do you demand respect from your friendships? This one is a very interesting one because I don't demand shit from anybody. I actually don't. I don't feel like I demand anything from anyone because everybody is crazy. Everybody will still do what they want to do. And I don't pressure my friendships at all. You do what you want to do, and I do what I'm going to do. I don't demand any respect. Anyone that's my friend is going to respect me, period, anyway. If you're my friend, you're going to respect me. You're going to respect my boundaries. You're going to respect my space. You're going to respect me as a friend. You're not going to talk to me anyhow. You're not going to be disrespectful, period. But do I demand it? I don't demand anything from any fucking person, okay? I don't demand a goddamn thing from nobody. You do what you want to do. Yeah, if it suits me and I feel like, okay, cool, you're doing it in the right way, respectable way, no problem. If you're not doing it in the right way, you'll not be my friend to start with, to begin with. Is there a rise in surface level friendships? Absolutely. Absolutely. Nowadays, people will see each other online, they'll say they're bestie. They'll say, oh, you're cute, you're pretty, you're not my friend. I saw you out when we went out the other day. You're friends. That's not how you make friends, by the way. I'm seeing a lot of online fake friendships that don't make sense. You guys met each other in the DMs and you call each other friends. They're associates. Label people as they're supposed to be labeled. But anyway, if that works for you and that's how you lot see friendship, then that's just your style, isn't it? But I don't feel like that's a friendship. I do feel like there is definitely a lot of these fake friendships on, you know, social media based. And then when everything scatters, everybody's wondering why the friendship, you know, why did people throw each other in the bin so fast? It's because you guys was never friends in the first place. Because you met each other in the DM. DM is not where you meet people, by the way. It's, you know, you guys spend a lot of time, you meet each other over the years, you know, you meet each other in a natural way, in real life, babes. That's how you get friends. But I feel like social media makes people feel like, you know, you can now make friends online. For me, I've learned to categorize people. I'm not saying that you're not my friend, you're my friend, but you're a friend slash associate. There are some friends that, they're not my friends, they're my sisters. There's a difference. There's categories, you know. You don't just meet somebody online and say, oh, I love you, you're so cute, you look good, you're sexy. Some people go off, make friendship based off how someone looks. I don't do it. Listen, I'm old school. I'm born in the 90s. I'm a 90s baby. We don't make friends like that. That's how those types of, you know, people's friends, they'll be snatching their boyfriend, they'll be sleeping with their boyfriends, they will be doing diabolical things behind their back, talking about them behind their back. Also, have you seen that some girls as well, when anything goes wrong, they'll now open all your friend's business,
you now go and say, oh, that girl, you said that she was a prostitute. She was sleeping with this person. She went there. She did that. She's so dirty. You know that she was with this guy. Yo, friends don't do that. Friends don't do that. If you give me your secrets, I keep it. I put it in my breast. I close the breast together. It's not coming out. Regardless if you hurt me, regardless if you disrespect me, regardless, you was my friend. When you're my friend forever. We're friends till we die. So if you like, do something, that's on you. That's the mistake you made. That's who you are as a person. But you're not going to make me feel or make me change my beautiful friendship character because you want to be a bitch, okay? So, yeah. And then we have some people that when they see you, they're just begging, thirsty, hungry, desperate, starving to be your friend. Are you okay? Are you okay? How can you be starving to be somebody's friend? Like, please, have some decorum. Be demurred. Don't be too desperate. You know, there's a lot of people that are like that, and it's very alarming. I'm not saying that you don't show each other love. Show each other love. Show each other that, like, you know, I fuck with you. You're a good girl. I love you. I do that all the time. I see people on the street. They want to say grace. They say, I love you. You're such a sexy bitch. Let it stop there. That doesn't mean that we need to be now friends. You know, let me take your number. Let me go. Let me come to your house. Let me see you. Let's go to dinner. It's too fast. Calm down. Stop being starving. Don't be starving. Like, y'all need to stop that. Like, I don't know why a lot of people are so desperado for friendship. It's okay to be by yourself. You can reside by yourself. You know, that's why all your gist is outside, by the way. If you wonder why all your gist is outside, it's because you have multiple friendships that you don't need. That's why another thing is why I always say men are really supposed to have to make sure that they have that one woman that... I'm giving you free gist, by the way. You're supposed to have, this is why God said, have one wife, have one woman. Because you can go there and keep your secrets. Go there and keep your secrets. But a lot of men, they're outside, they're doing all kinds of disgraceful things. You think the girls are not talking about it? We are talking about it. We're talking about it. If you stayed with one person, your gist will not be outside. So I feel like, yeah. Rather than being everywhere, trying to be desperate to figure, like, to get friends and all of this and all of that, keep your one friend. Yeah, I just feel like you should have one person that you really, like, feel comfortable with. You don't have to have multiple friends, and you don't need to see people, you know, someone that you admire and wish and sort of, like, be hungry for them and hungry for to make them your friends and shit. Like, calm down. All right. Be strong in who you are. It's okay to be a lonely person. It's okay to be by yourself. You're not going to die. Are we putting the term friends on people who don't deserve it? Yes. I feel like we kind of talked about that. I do think that. I think everybody is, this is my friend. This is my friend. Calm down. No, they're not. You literally met them yesterday. Calm down. I feel like the term is being used very freely. Open the dictionary and go out. In fact, can we open the dictionary now? We need a real definition of what is a friend. Hold on. What is the definition of a friend? Because I might even be wrong. Maybe it's going to put up some boom book. Like, hold on. Has this backfired? Wait. Shall I read it? Okay. A friend is someone you share mutual trust, care, respect, and connection with. A real friendship usually involves support, honesty. Half of you are lying to each other. Half of you are just liars. Anyway, understanding, choosing to be present in each other's lives. Some of you are only present in your lives when there's a party happening, when there's gist and there's faji and there's drinks and there's club. That's when you people call each other. You call each other friends. Anyway, some of you are only friends as well because of social media. You guys, oh, I'm an influencer. You two, I'm an influencer. We're friends. You're not friends. Anyway, a real friendship usually involves support, honesty, understanding, and choosing to be present in each other's lives. Not out of obligation. Meaning that, not just because of because of what you want to gain or by force, they force me because I know I'm going to get something here or I'm going to receive something here. But because they care for you, because they love you, they want to see you prosper. Some of you don't want to see anybody prosper. You cannot be bigger than me. You don't want to be, you can't be bigger and better than me. And you say your friends, okay. Friendship can look different for everyone, but strong friendships listen without judgment. Some of you are always judging. Anyway, support you through difficult times. Some of you will close your eyes. When somebody is dying, you remove your eyes because you can't receive anything from there anymore. You can't receive anything from there anymore. So now they're in the bin. Celebrate your success. This one is mighty, guys. Celebrate their success. There's a lot of people I know as well. They have never in this life celebrated my success. And if someone says, oh, do you know Grace? They'll be like, yeah, that's my friend. No, they're not. Some of you can't celebrate your friend's success, but you call each other friends. It is well. Anyway, wonderful. Respect your boundaries. Make you feel safe being yourself. That means when your friend comes to you to tell you the truth, is honest, puts a mirror in front of you to say, listen, this shit you're doing don't make sense. You know, you can take it. You can take this information in without feeling like it's an attack. Show consistency, not just convenience. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Communicate honestly, even when it's uncomfortable. Half of you, listen, there's no need for me to even continue because I've already proven my points. Check yourself. Does any of your friendships, are any of your friendships doing this? I can assure you some of them, they're not doing it. That means they're not your friend. They're your what? Associate. Thank you. Are we too quick to lock off friends and end friendly relationships? I feel like for this one, I believe so, yes. The older you get, the quicker you are to throw people in the bin. And to me, I think that's perfect. I think it's perfect. I feel like where I see peace is when I don't have too many things, too many opinions, too many voices around me. Unless your voice is making sense to me, you need to go in the bin. So I do believe that, you know, as we've gotten older, and, you know, I don't know if this is for everyone, but for me personally, as I've gotten older, I do throw people in the bin because I just don't have the energy. I don't have the strength. I also let you have it. I've learned as well that I don't need to go back and forth with you. One thing I will never do, ask anybody about me. I will not go back and forth with any of you. I'll let you have it. It's okay. Have it and feel good. Have it and feel okay. If that's what's going to make you feel good, have it. However anybody wants to feel about it or how how they're viewing me about this, how I've done the situation or whatever, like I will let you have it. So for me, I feel like people are learning what true friendships are. The older they get, they're realizing that actually you're not my friend. Like this whole time, I'm really deep in that you was never my friend. Either you were here just for gains, financial gains, just for the limelight, just for, you know, just because I make you look good. Sometimes it's really just like, for me, it's not always financial because, you know, I'm a great character. I'm a great loving person and I really advise people based off of how I advise myself because I can look at myself in the mirror and say, Grace, you know what? That shit you did was fucked up. Like I could be real with myself and I also put that to my friends as well. So sometimes people just want to suck that energy because they believe that like, you know, they want to hear what you've got to say. And that's also draining in a relationship too. Like being there for your friends and speaking to them and speaking life into them when they are low is also something that people really benefit from. But I think it's very underlooked. You know, when your friend, if you've got that friend that's always calling you and they've got a sad story and you're constantly uplifting them, you're constantly getting them out of a situation or a battle or this or that, that's already a blessing that they're receiving on a constant daily basis. So I think, like, it's not just about financial or being there. It's like there's more to it. So if you feel like you need to cut certain people off at your big grown age, you need to cut them off. Like, you know, as parents now as well, nobody has time for anything. We have kids to think about. We have bills to pay. We have shit to do. Nobody gives a shit about friends. That's not my business anymore. We have real life shit going on. So the answer to the question, are we too quick to lock friends off? Yeah, we cut an idiot, a bitch off if they need to be cut off as an adult. Bye. Would you rather an honest friend who tells you as it is, or someone who is careful with their approach and sugarcoats everything? I need a real ass bitch. I need a real, real friend. I need someone that's going to look at me in my face and tell me, you know what, Grace, I don't like this. I didn't appreciate this. You need to do this. You need to recheck this. You need to think about this. That didn't make sense. Like, I don't need someone that's just going to walk me to hell. Like, I need someone who is going to tell me the truth. And I do believe that there are relationships where that they prefer that sugarcoating. They prefer someone to say it softly to them, or they want them to say it gently to them. No, let your real friend tell you how it is. You realize that you're not making sense. But again, some people don't like that approach. I'm just a different. I like it straight, because as a Nigerian girl, we don't have time to be thinking about whether this approach is nice or not. We have to know that they're coming to us with correct information. And that's what I want to know. If somebody is doing something, someone is not making sense, this man ain't right for me. Maybe there's something I haven't seen. Come to me. If I'm, you know, there's some people that say this whole thing about, oh, don't come to me as a woman. Me, I feel like you can come to me, because nothing affects me. If you're telling me that my man is cheating on me, come and tell me. Because I don't give a fuck about leaving. I will leave your bitch ass. I will leave. I will leave, and I don't feel any way about it. So I'm not that type of person that I want. Maybe I want somebody to be quiet. Don't tell me. You know, like, let me go outside as a masquerade. Some of your friends are letting you leave the house looking like a masquerade. They will not tell you that, excuse me, this outfit that you're wearing is shambolic. They will let you go outside looking scary. You know, listen, let your friends come to you, you know, and let it make sense to you. I don't know. I like a friend to tell me the truth. I want you to tell me the truth. I want you to tell me if you think the relationship I'm in is not making sense. I want you to tell me if, you know, my character is not making sense. I want you to tell me if you see me and I'm gaining weight, and I'm now looking like a big balloon. I'm now wide and spread. When we're all going out together, I'm spread across the whole place. All my flaps and belly is hanging. I want you to come and tell me, Grace, you need to reduce the food. You're looking wide. But some of you, your friends, they will let you come outside because they want to be the cute one in the group. Scary. Scary. You need to be real. You need to allow your friends to hold that mirror, like I said, in front of you and tell you, listen, you look crazy. you look nuts. People don't like a real, they don't like a real bitch. They don't like a real ass bitch. They want you to. That's why I think, yeah, the realest girls, yeah, are usually alone a lot of the time, because a lot of people don't like the fact that they are real. The fact that they are honest, the fact that they will hold their friends accountable, the fact that they will say, listen, that doesn't make sense. It never did. Like, they don't like real girls. The realest girls are always alone. The realest girls are the ones that have 1, 2, 3 friends maximum. They can count them on their hands. You know, the rest of you, you're all just using your friendship groups to go out with, to party. And I hear it. Because we all want a nice little party friend. But don't call each other friends. Call each other socialites. Social friends. You know? So, yeah. We know that I personally, like I said before I end it, I need that real ass bitch. I need a real girl. I need the real girls. Where they at? Listen, that's what I want. A real friend. Real relationships. Girls that will tell me about myself. I'm not perfect. You know, although I'm close, I'm joking. Although I'm close. but I still want someone to tell me that, you know, my actions or, you know, something I did or said or, you know, my behavior, my character, I don't know, whatever it is, like, feel free to come and tell each other the truth. There are some friends that I've seen as well that they're in their groups of friends and there's a big fucking elephant in the room and nobody's saying shit. Like, nobody's saying anything. Everyone's just carrying on like it's normal. So it's like, maybe you need to all go and look at your friendship group. This doesn't apply to me because I've only got like two best friends that I've had since school. But maybe you need to go and look in your friendship group and go and speak about the elephant in the room. Is having friendships with the opposite sex, including going out together, sharing secrets and constantly speaking to one another whilst you're in a relationship okay? Okay, so for me, I think, yeah, there's levels to this. There's really, really levels to how, like, I would say this would bother me. If you've introduced the girl to me, yeah, because obviously my man's going to have women as friends. And if he chooses not to have women as friends, I think you're having women as friends outside. So if you're comfortable enough to bring the girl to me, I'm scary. So if you're okay to bring the girl to me, that means she's no threat to me. Let's just say. Let me give you the benefit of the doubt that she's no threat to me. Now, I feel like where I start having an issue is when you're going out to dinner and shit. Because I feel like that's, to me, crossing the line. I don't know what kind of dinner you'd be having. And I don't know what late night conversation you're having, which gist you're having, which you understand. I think after a while, those things have to reduce. Like, you guys might have been friends before, which is okay. You can still be her friend. I don't care that you're her friend. But I feel like certain things in that dynamic of friendship has to change. And I think that's something that's happened to me in multiple of my relationships with my guy friends that I've known for years. And on my side, I don't think I change. We as women, I don't think the women change as much. I think it's the men that change because the women that they're with have issues with me. No, they actually do. And it's quite scary because it's happened 2 times, actually. And without them saying, I know it's the girls. I know it's the girls. I know the reason why you're not calling as you did or messaging me as you did is because your girl has a problem with it. But where I feel like you're mad is the fact that you can't tell me that. You're just going, no, nothing's wrong. It's like, it's changed. The dynamic's changed. But again, I would only have an issue is if you're going out, you're like, if I'm there, why are you on the phone to your friend like that? I don't understand. What conversation are you having? What stupid conversation are you having? So there's just, you know, but I'm not saying that you guys can't have a conversation. I just think there's a time and a place for such conversation. So yeah, I'm not that bad. I don't mind. You can have a girl that you took that's your friend. Like, because if you're not having it here, I'm gonna be wondering where you having these conversations with girls. Like, do women actually believe that their men don't talk to women? Because this is the thing. Like, do you really think that? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't, if I was in a long-term relationship, I would think that there's at some point you talk to women somewhere. You have to. You can't not just talk to women and just be like, oh, I just talk to boys. Like, be so fucking for real. I'm not an idiot. But I feel like the respectable thing to do is introduce me to those friends, those other friends that are women. And let me see the dynamic. Let me see what's in this sub there. Like, I want to sense it. I want to sense the girl. I want to see her. I want to see her face. I want to see the way she looks at you. You know, sometimes you just need to see. And I think that's really one of the major tips for me that I love personally. I love shit like that. Yeah, babes, introduce me. Let's all go to dinner. Let's sit down together. I want to meet the girl. What's her name? Okay, she's your friend from school. Okay. Oh, you've been out together. Okay, cool. Let's meet up. Because then, you see, stuff like this, yeah, you have to take your time. It's not everything that you know. You need to fight. Ah, which girl? No, calm down. Because if you do that, yeah, they'll be doing that shit behind your back, bro. So we have to do things calmly, sexily, demurely. You have to gather information, you know? And I think that's when you really know whether it's a threat
to your situation or not. You know, it's not based off of like, oh, does she look, is she sexy eye? Does she look good? It makes no difference because your man's going to step out and see other sexy girls. Sorry to burst your bubble, but your man's going to step out and see other attractive women. You have to calm down. Like, I think, yeah, for me, I'll just have to see the girl, I'll meet her, and I want to see them together. Like, I want to see how you lot talk together. Like, I want to, let me see, and see whether it's something that I need to say, you're not seeing that girl again. Or, this is fine. This is cool. Like, enjoy your friendship. So, yeah, am I crazy? I don't know. So, guys, that's the end of the hot topics. Please, I would love my dilemmas. Thank you.
I had a party and my old link from a few years ago came. At the end of the night, he left with one of my good friends who knew about us at the time. Me and him weren't serious, but I still feel weird she chose to leave with him. Do I have a right?
First of all, that girl needs to go in the bin. What? So, your friend is aware that, first of all, girls that like people's exes or their friends' exes are very scary. Why do you want, out of all the guys, why do you want my own link? Out of all the guys, why is it my link that you want? Girls that are scary, anything, it doesn't even matter what it is. Like, I don't like when my friends or anyone that is around me likes the same things like that I like. Why are you liking my links or my friend, the person I'm into, a man that I'm seeing, a man, your eyes should never even go there. Your eyes should never go looking at a man that I've been with. I just think it's weird. And I know some people say like, oh, you know, whatever doesn't work for you, it could be your husband. It's like, no, go and find your husband elsewhere. Why do you want the one that I've been with? I don't care whether it's my link, my boyfriend's, it's strange. It's really, really strange. Take your eyes off my man, off whoever I've been with, someone who I've liked, someone who I don't care if I just lipsed him. Remove your eyes from there. Scary girl. I would throw that person in the bin, me personally. I feel like that means you've been eyeballing the thing. You've been eyeballing my spec this whole time. You're frightening. You're frightening. Yeah, I ain't fucking with that. In the bin you go.
And I guess if she likes your link, she's got potential to like your boyfriend. Or
of course
whatever.
She can snap. Yeah. Of course she has. Yeah, she has the potential. That type of person has the potential to snatch your boyfriend, snatch your husband. So it doesn't matter. Even if it's a link, you can imagine this in a different situation. She can snatch your husband. That's a husband snatcher. Why are you liking? And you call yourself, she's my friend, right? You're my friend. Nah, you're my friend and you like my link. You like my boyfriend, you like my... Nah. In the bin, in the dustbin you go. Thank you.
Me and my friend have started a business and we've always had a great relationship. But in business, she talks down to me and doesn't respect my ideas.
Ew.
I want to call it quits on the business, but not the friendship. What should I do?
I've had a situation like this. Sorry. I just don't believe that you and you... Friends in business don't work. Friends in business don't work because I feel like there's always a boundary that's crossed. Someone feels like they're your friend. They can talk to you anyhow because you're my friend. You can speak on certain things. You can say your opinion. You could talk to me anyhow in the presence of other people. You know, they just lack a certain level of respect. And also I kind of feel like they feel like, who are you feeling like? Because they're your friend. So they feel like you can't tell them what to do because you're all friend, you're supposedly friends. There's no like, you know, when you're working with someone, you have like if you meet each other work in a work relationship, there's a certain level of respect that you lot all have. But then if you're coming from a friendship where you lot are all taking a piss out of each other and all of that, you lot think that you can bring this into a workspace. Absolutely the fuck not. And if you tell them or call them out, they start feeling a type of way. So unfortunately for me, I can't work with my friends. I can't work with my friends. I can't work with my family. I cannot. Because I will squeeze you. You will squeeze me. We'll all die together. So it's to me, I just feel like go and find your professionals. your professional people in that have gone and gotten business diplomas. They've gone to study. They've gone to work. I go and find them. They're there. There's hundreds of thousands of people that have actually gone to school for the things that you need help with. Forget that family. Forget that friend. Because I'm telling you, the relationship will crumble and fall in the bin. So for me personally, a friendship relationship never works. And in fact, if you don't believe me, go and look at the stats. Go and look at relationships and go and see. They don't work. They don't work. What's her name? Carisha, please. And what's the other babe? Young Miami. They started off working together. They were best of friends. It doesn't matter if you're best of friends. That best of friendship will go in the dustbin. If people feel like someone is bigger, you don't have the right to tell me what to do. You're only doing this. I can tell you what I want to do because you're my friend. You can't tell me this and you can't. Listen, there's no shoulders in business. There's no shoulders in business. So for me, I can't do friendships, business. I can't do family, business. I'll go and find a professional who has gone to school and study. Thank you.
My girlfriend has made a new male friend through her business. He is really successful and he sometimes sends gifts to her whole team and takes them out on expensive lunches. She has also recently started speaking to him outside of work, but insists it's all friendly and they mostly discuss business. Should I be concerned?
Yes. You should be. You should be. As sad as this sounds, you have to go and get your money up. Baby, I'm sorry. Get your money up. You will not be feeling... You will not be feeling tight. You will not be feeling tight. You have to try and go and hustle, go and hustle, go and hustle, go and hustle. That disgrace is too big. You have to go and hustle. You have to go and hustle. That, you know what, for me, it's a very big moment. Like, for me in relationships, yeah, when I feel like, you know, if my man comes to me and says, oh, you know, babe, this, one of my friends, you know, they were going out, they did stuff together and stuff like that. It's because he's on his mind. He's thinking about it. So me too, I'm going to, let me go and do something for my man then as well, because he's feeling this way. If someone is doing stuff, they're putting doing gifts for your babe, they are, you know, sending flowers and, you know, sending gifts to the whole team and everything. That's what a good supportive man should do. So you two go and get your money up, go and hustle, go and hustle, go and hustle, so that you don't feel disgraced. That's honestly, so you don't feel disgraced, guys. I know that sounds sad. But listen, everyone wants to feel like their partner is showing up for them. And if you're not showing up and somebody else is showing up, I always say this when I'm dating someone, I'm like, nobody should be doing more than you. Nobody should be doing more than you. Like, they can't. Whether that's like emotional, like physically, financially, nobody should be doing more than my man. For me to notice that, why is this man sending me shit? My man ain't sent me shit. That's the... It's weird. It's weird. It's weird. So you got to go and hustle. Go and hustle. Figure out how to get something to bring. I don't know, boss. You need to... You need to try and figure out something, because, yeah, like the same way men are physical, women are drawn to masculine energy and energy that, you know, shows the man's vibes in within a room, within a space. So it's like everyone now knows that it wasn't you that bought stuff for her and for the whole team. It was a stranger. So you have to go and nuzzle. Now we know it's a stranger. So can you imagine walking in that room as a man, as the business owner's boyfriend, and you now step in there and everybody knows that you didn't buy them shit, it was a stranger that boy. So you have to go and go and get your money up. I know it's painful, but you have to. Like, it's a race to the top, babes. It's a race. It's the same way, listen, I'm gonna put myself as well. If my man mentions something like that as well, I'm gonna go and figure, so that you don't feel left out, so you don't feel like I'm under-delivering as your wifey. I'm going to try and figure out something. It might not be the same,
but it's going to be even where you feel like I'm stepping up for you as well. I mean, I don't have to emphasize it anymore, but, you know, as a man, you have to hustle. You have to try and get your coins up. You have to, you got to shout for your girl and don't let anybody take your position. You got to, I'm not saying every day is going to be up, but the days where you are up and you're supporting your wifey all the time, she's going to remember that. She's always going to remember that. But if you're not doing shit and then somebody used their number six, they use their brains to do something for your wifey and her whole team. You're losing. You have to try and figure out how you can hustle and make her feel special. So, did that lie?
You didn't.
Thank you.
To play devil's advocate, do you think the girl should be entertaining this stuff? Do you think
what
maybe
she do that she shouldn't
she's not she's not done anything wrong, but she could say, "Oh, nah, we're not accepting these gifts or whatever." just for her man's sake. Yeah, because if her man's not up yet,
what's the gift? Is it like flowers? What is
nah,
it?
Well, it said expensive gifts. I guess it.
Oh well, get your money up.
It could be a phone. Oh, what?
So she should say, "I don't want it because my man."
Yeah, because my man feels a type of way about this. Or she wouldn't say that. You can't say that to the guy because then it makes your man look like more of a fool.
I want
to
know this. But okay, so you...
She could say something like, "Oh, I don't think you should be buying us gifts."
What did he buy, though? What is the gift that he bought for
her? It just says expensive.
Is it maybe like wine and stuff? What is it?
I don't know.
What he said for the whole team there. What did he get for the whole team?
When I think of expenses, I'd say anything over
like drinks, food.
Nah, I would say more than that, because what's food? Like a couple hundred.
I'm trying to think.
I'm thinking maybe something over £1,000.
Be like this. Look, see your mates. See your mates. Nah, you're mad. I'm never returning that. So I should give it back. I say, maybe will I sell it? That's another avenue.
Or even that. Because if my girl took it to sell it, then it's like, okay, you're taking.
Nah,
it
that shit made
money.
Me cry. You think I'm gonna return the watch?
A watch is crazy though, because imagine there's five of you in your team and he's bought all
but
of you.
But you see what? Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
A £10,000 watch.
Let me give you see there.
$50K on five people.
He's not buying it. He's not. Maybe he bought me a watch specially. If I got a watch, yeah, I wouldn't say that I got it from a man. I wouldn't tell my man I got a watch
from
another man.
I'd say I got it from the company.
I wouldn't say that. I know myself. I would just keep that shit to myself.
No, but that's dangerous.
I'll say I bought it myself. I'll just say I bought it myself. If it came out back and backfired, though, I know the guy came up to me and was like, when I'm with my man, and he says, oh, did you like the new watch I bought you? Ah, everything does scatter.
Yeah, yeah.
The girl, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
All we know is, Sam, I ain't returning that shit back. So you can, if you like, go and break your head. I'm keeping that watch. But I don't think it was something like your watch. It's giving more like, maybe he bought me a bouquet of flowers to say congratulations, and then he bought something for the team, but that's not expensive.
Yeah, it's not expensive. I'm thinking like maybe he bought them all a laptop to do their work better.
Aha, that's a good idea.
But that's like, why are you buying five people laptops that are costing $2,000 each? Like, what are you trying to do here?
Imagine somebody doing that, buying everybody. I'm not gonna lie, baby. What that stranger did is actually thoughtful, because you didn't just consider me, you actually considered the entire team. So which means you're valuing my business. People's girls' eyes will be going there, by the way. So if you're flopping as a man, you know, it's really, I'm going to keep him close by, because just in case you mess up, I can branch to that side. I can branch to that side, but yeah, I don't know. I just think that
besides it being an expensive gift, I think the what I'm gaining from this, what I'm trying to put across is that a stranger shouldn't be doing more than your man. So let's move the whole fact that it's expensive. If someone is showing up for you, a stranger is showing up for you more than your man is, then maybe you need to get a new one. I didn't say who said that. who said? Okay, guys, that's the end of the dilemma. I hope you enjoyed. We're going to move on to the phone calls. Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good, I think.
You think? Oh my gosh, what is it? Have you got a dilemma?
I do have a dilemma.
Okay, tell me.
I'm just going to start by saying this.
Yes.
Like, I have a loving partner. Okay. We have been together since secondary school.
Aww.
We have two lovely kids.
Okay.
He takes care of us very well, financially well.
Amen.
You know, he's the reason why I even have my beauty salon, you know, like,
amazing.
I can't fault this man, you know, just, well, basically, he's always kept his business separate from us. And I've always appreciated that.
Hey, something is coming out. Let me, okay, come on.
Oh, Grace, I'm taking.
Okay, what is
he's always, always kept the business separate from us. When he's come home, that's my partner, that's the father to our kids, and that is
okay.
That.
Okay, okay.
He has recently had a disruption in his business. And
okay, what's the disruption?
Now he's asking me, I can't say, Grace.
What's the disruption? I need to know what the disruption is. You say he had
the disruption is not so much to his business, but more to my business.
Okay.
Now he asks me to clean money.
And as in clean, as in how? As in you should go to the bathroom and wash the money? Or what? Or clean how?
Great.
How should you clean the money?
Great.
Don't call my name. Okay, I'm listening. Continue. Okay, I'm getting where you're
taking,
going.
Run it through my beauty salon.
I knew that's where you're going. First of all, are you mad? What's your name?
I love him.
What's your name?
Angie. I love him, Grace.
You're mad. You better not dare it, you know. Do you want to go to prison? You want to go to prison? What stupid love is that? First of all, a man
that loves
you. But it's
not like I'm in the business. It's just
Doesn't matter.
A bit of money.
You know, for example, if they should catch you people are going to prison, by the way. Just to FYI. If they should catch any of you with all this stuff, you are going to prison straight. You understand that, right? So
I just don't feel like the risk is that high, like in terms of I'm not involved in the business. It's just, and if I don't do this, this could really change my situation.
Okay, so you're already implying, okay, babes, you're planning to do it, Abby?
I'm really struggling with that.
Okay, so babes, what's your question? I need to know. Go straight to the point.
I think I felt like I wanted to talk this out, but I think I do know my answer despite your advice.
What's your answer? You want to do it?
I want to do it. I know it sounds crazy.
Babes, you better get your shackle ready, by the way. Get your shackle ready. Get your jumpsuit ready. There's more to this, by the way. You didn't know this. There's more to this, yeah. There's a level of control here. And you need to remember it. You need to know that someone is controlling you.
to do the most diabolical things and basically telling you to give up your freedom. If you are listen, a lot of you are ride and die. I cannot relate to ride and die, because at the end of the day, you will die. By the way, you want to ride and die, go and die. I've told you, if you want my honest opinion, I've told you, don't go and do it. Live as an honorable, wonderful woman whose business is flourishing. It doesn't mean that because he's the one that gave you money to do that business, you should now go and destroy your life, your livelihood, everything. What? He's giving you the business. That's the business. The business is in your name. He should remove his eyes from it, first and foremost. Yeah. But if you want to put yourself in a situation where that you want to put yourself in shackle before your time, you want to put yourself in shackle, you want police to come and find you one day. Because listen, one day will be one day. It might not be, it might not be this week. It might not be the next week. It might not be one month. One day you'll be in your salon and they will blast that whole place down, kick everywhere down and take your ass to prison. If you are happy to do that, then continue. You don't need to call me, baby. You already have what you want to do in your heart. So I personally, like I've said, I've given you my two pence on what I feel like you should do. If you are more than happy to go and live your ride and die life, no problem. Go and live the ride and die life.
You're giving me something to think about. I suggest you... I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure, but you have given me... The thing that you said on control really kind of played on my mind a bit. And you've given me some stuff to think about. So I definitely will take that away. And thank you.
Anytime you're thinking about doing it, go and watch what did they call it again? Kevin, what's the name of those shows where they're showing the biggest prison in UK? Thank you. God bless you. Banged up, bro. God will bless you. Anytime you feel like you want to do or you want to go ahead with what he's saying, go and go to it's Channel 4, Abby. Channel 4. Open Channel 4. Go and watch Banged Up Abroad. Go and see how you'll be living. That they have stone toilet seats, yeah? Or they're sharing cells with people that stink, by the way. Or they're putting you in clothes where you can't even use deodorant or comb your hair. Maybe think about that one before you agree. Next time he's asking you to do some bullshit like that, go and watch Banged Up Abroad on Channel 4 and go and see what you and your mates tonight. Will be doing. What you and your mates? Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. Because listen, nobody in this life here can make me risk my freedom. I don't give a fuck if it's 1 million or 2.5 billion on the line. Nobody can take my fucking freedom from me. And this is what man them sometimes do. They know that you're gullible and silly in love and stupid in love. Sorry to call you stupid, but silly and stupid and in love.
I'm not going to lie, I do love him.
Yeah, because see, you've been saying this, I'm not going to lie, I still love him. To me, in Yoruba, they call that didinri. They call that stupid. They call that stupid. So, If you still juggling, the fact that you're still juggling with the idea, you need to go and on your TV now. When you drop this phone, open Channel 4, Banged Up Abroad. Go and see what your mates are doing and how they're living and how they're looking like they're stinking. And they have to stay like that for like years and years and years. If that's what you're comfortable in doing, my dear, continue. Enjoy your life. But I've told you already what I feel like you should do. And I'm not going to baby you because that's not what I do on this show. I don't go around babying you lot. I'll tell you lot the truth.
No, I respect that.
So
I respect that.
I'll tell you lot the truth. So yeah, like you sound like a very smart, intelligent girl. Well, for the mere fact that you've got a successful business, that's, you know, it takes a lot to build a business. So if you want to go and ruin your life for that, then go ahead. But I don't suggest that you do. I feel like you should even delete that guy's number. If it was me, I would have deleted his number. So I can go on my streets and sweet, sexy life. Yeah? And go and be with a man who's not going to put my life at risk and my livelihood at risk. But that's all I have to say. So I hope you sit down and really think about that. And make the best choice for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I will take into account what you're saying.
All right, Biebs. All right, I wish you nothing but the best. You too.
I appreciate you.
Bye, take honey. Care. Bye. Bye. Anyone that makes you risk your freedom, like, I can't even relate. I love my life too much. The fact that she was even juggling the idea of her freedom, because to me, I just think of the worst case scenario. She's not arrested yet, but one day she'll be arrested. When she said clean the money, I said, how? Clean it as in washing it with soap or what? Clean it as in running criminal activity through your business. They might not catch you today, but they will catch you tomorrow. And Omo, you will enjoy the shackle. The shackles that they put on your legs, you will enjoy it. I feel like that's mad. Don't ever do anything crazy like that for a man. Don't ever put your life at risk, put your freedom at risk, put your safety at risk for a man. The man will dump you so quickly and fastly, so fast and furious. So fast and furious. Don't listen, they ain't worth it. They're never worth it. And I know he might just be like, you know, babes, it's all right. It's cool. Like, listen, when they carry you lot together, they will blame you and say, well, it's your shop. He has nothing to do with it. Some people will watch you suffer like that and still not say anything. So think wisely before you're taking these big scenarios. Like, you're taking these big things in your life thinking that, yeah, it's not that bad. It's that bad. It's that bad. I watch a lot of these documentaries. I love them because it really shows me that I know personally, I can never do any fucking thing for anybody. I like to be selfish in that way. Some people are holding guns and all sorts for people. Guns, drugs. You're mad. All of you are mad. All of you are sick. Running what? Running what through my business? You must be insane. Anyway, I've said my own. And I'm sure from the conversation, she's going to go away and have a think about it. A very diabolical situation. But I've said my own. I hope that she goes away and thinks about it. You know, double thinks about it. If she doesn't, I wish her well in that cell that she might be heading to. So yeah, I'll leave it as that. That was the end of my phone calls today. I love hearing phone calls from you, no matter how crazy and shambolic they are. I still love hearing from you. But yeah, please put down below. What do you feel? How did you feel about that phone call? What were your thoughts? Did I advise her well? Did you feel like I was too harsh? You know, was it tough love? What do you feel? I want to know. You let me know. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Leave me a message. Tell me I'm sexy. Tell me I'm hot. Tell me I'm beautiful. Tell me I'm a hotcake. Tell me the things that I've done correctly and what you think maybe I should add on as well. I'd love to hear from you. But yeah, that's the end of Gracefully Said. I'm fucking exhausted, mate. But I love you. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.